Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's get back to presidential politics. Earlier in the hour, we spoke with Ohio Governor John Kasich about his candidacy for the Republican nomination for president. Now let's look at the Democrats, because reporter Fred Bever spoke with presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders earlier today.
One of the things that some of the pundits are saying is that tomorrow, Massachusetts is a real state to watch to see how your momentum versus Secretary of State Clinton's momentum really could go heading into the next phase. How important is Massachusetts to your strategy?
Massachusetts is obviously one of the states with most delegates on Super Tuesday. And that's why we're going to be there in outside of Boston tonight, and why we spent a lot of time in Massachusetts. My perception, Fred, is that the people of Massachusetts are responding to my message. And that message is that we have got to do better and create an economy that works for all people and not just the people on top. And that, by the way, we have got to end this corrupt campaign finance system that is allowing billionaires to buy elections. So I think we have a lot of momentum in Massachusetts. We have a whole lot of volunteers, and I think we should stand the shot to win tomorrow.
Do you think that it is indeed an indicator of, you know, a key indicator of your momentum coming out of tomorrow?
Well, we have a whole lot of momentum. Let me just say this. When we began this campaign 10 months ago, we were 3% in the polls, 3%. We are 50, 60 points behind Secretary Clinton. Today, we are ahead in a number of states. We have closed that gap nationally. There's no question but that millions of working people, younger people, are now strongly supportive of our campaign. I hope that we can win tomorrow, and I hope that we can win in a number of other states, but I feel very strongly that the wind is in our backs, that we are going forward strongly, and the people want real change in this country. Look, at the end of the day, Secretary Clinton has received millions and millions of dollars for her super PAC from Wall Street, from the drug companies, from the fossil fuel industry, and I just don't believe that a candidate who has received that kind of money from special interest is the kind of candidate we need to bring about real change in this country.
That message didn't seem to resonate with older black voters in South Carolina this weekend.
Well, South Carolina is a tough place for us. And we started in South Carolina like 60, 70 points behind, and we gained some momentum. But I believe that it is a message that is resonating all across this country. This country of ours today faces some very serious problems. And the issue is whether we have the courage to stand up to Wall Street, to stand up to the drug companies, to stand up to the fossil fuel industry, to stand up to wealthy campaign contributors who are trying to buy elections. And I think the American people are prepared to do that. And if they do, and if the turnout is high, turnout for us is all important. I will tell you that if the turnout is low in Massachusetts tomorrow, we're probably not going to win. If it's high, I think we will win.
Did you take a look at Governor Dukakis' experience? He also knew he was not going to do very well in South Carolina, and he mapped out a strategy that looks a little bit like yours. Did you study the way he handled things?
No, I didn't. We are, we are working right now on 11 states in this country that are coming up on Super Tuesday. We think, right now I'm on a plane leaving Minnesota. We think we stand an excellent chance to win here in Minnesota. We think we're going to do well in Colorado. We think we're going to do well in Oklahoma. I think we're going to do well in Vermont. I think we got a shot to win Massachusetts. So, we have started off this campaign as a very, very significant underdog. We have come a long, long way in the last few months, and I'm looking forward to doing well tomorrow and then continuing the fight to the Philadelphia Convention.
What's it like for you after the intimacy of Iowa and New Hampshire and just of being a Vermont guy to really ramp up to this far-flung stage?
Well, I tell you, I'm spending a lot of time on an airplane, that's for sure. We have traveled many, many thousands of miles, and we're doing it every single day, trying to talk to as many people and as many states as we can. And I will tell you that I'm just especially gratified at the kind of turnouts that we are seeing. Texas, frankly, is not one of our stronger states. But just the other day, we had 10,000 people out in Austin. We had 7,000 or 8,000 people out in Dallas. We have had just wonderful turnouts in Oklahoma and Tulsa, Oklahoma City. So I honestly believe, Fred, that we have the momentum with us. I would say that key to how well we do tomorrow is voter turnout. And if working people turn out in large numbers, if young people turn out in large numbers, I think we're going to do just fine.
If you do, final question.
I apologize.
Just I got to ask a question for Maine. Yeah. Will you come here if you survive after this week? Will we see you in Maine, maybe?
Absolutely. We had a fantastic rally in Portland, and it is we're going to contest Maine very, very strongly. And let me say, for not a question of surviving, we're in this campaign to the end. We're into California. So we will be in Maine. We think we have an excellent chance to win Maine, and we look forward to seeing our friends there. All right?
Thanks for your time, Senator.
Thank you.
Presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders speaking with reporter Fred Bever earlier today. We have reached out to every single one of the remaining candidates on both sides of the race for the White House. We'll get them on the air when they say yes to us. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.